This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It was a great win, I think, in the context of the season, and I thought our start was exceptional, one of the best first quarters we've put together for a while, and it really did set up the win for us. And I think just how we had to weather a really physical challenge and a bit of a fight back from the Mavs was great for us to be under that pressure and see what we're made of. And for the margin to come back to 5 with about 6 minutes to play and then to push it out back to 12 was a great response for us. And we took a lot out of that game in terms of a step forward for us as a collective group. So a really positive win in the end.
Those middle two quarters, you lost those. What do you sort of make of that, and how do you ensure you come on top of all four quarters in the game?
Yeah, I think it's probably putting it in perspective. I think, you know, we only lost the second quarter by 1, which is a centre pass or 1 conversion. So, you know, pretty fine in that regard. And then probably just a couple of too many errors in a row in the third quarter, which really opened the door for the Mavericks. And, you know, I think there were maybe 6 passages of play where we had 4 turnovers within that. So just being a little bit ill-disciplined, which then, you know, particularly going into a super shot period, with then they were able to close the gap a little bit. And a couple of errors early in that fourth quarter too, which put us under a little bit of pressure. But I thought when we really had to dial in as a team and stand up to the hard stuff, I thought we did a great job, particularly in that last super shot period, to win at 7-0. So, yeah, we certainly ended the game in a pretty strong way.
You mentioned before, along the lines, it was a pretty win, but to get those sorts of wins like that, how important is it to be able to do that?
Oh, it's critical. I think, you know, we've spoken a lot about it as a team in the preseason and all through this season, really embracing the tough wins and the ugly wins or the scrappy wins, knowing that, you know, we went through last year with 13 wins, winning dominantly, but it doesn't necessarily prepare you for the hard fight of, you know, the back end of the season. So for us, we're really embracing these tough games and having to find different ways and scrap our way through a contest. And, you know, that's why I thought the Mavericks win was a real step forward in us handling a really tough situation really well away from home. So any win is important, but sometimes how you do it even more important.
You won the game without Alice T. Neal. How's she going?
Yeah, she's going okay. Still a little bit stiff and sore. So day by day for her, and hopefully she kind of increases as the week goes on. But obviously, you know, off the back of the performance on the weekend, there's a great level of confidence in what the Kranzberg sisters can do when given the opportunity. I thought they were brilliant for us against arguably the best wing defence and centre partnership in the league in terms of how tough they are across that transverse line. So positive that we've got some coverage there, but hopefully we can get Alice back up for the weekend, as it's a pretty big game, so fingers crossed.
So you won't be looking to rush her back, as you say, you've got enough sort of cover there, so if she's not fit to go this weekend, you're not going to rush her unless she's 100%?
Unless she's 100% and all cleared by the medical team, and she feels confident too, to be honest. I think backs are tricky and they can flare up in the most innocuous of moments or occasions. We want to make sure that she's robust enough and feeling ready. It's been a bit of a tricky week and a half for her, so we certainly won't rush her back if she's not ready, but if she is and she's all clear to play, we'll be backing her in as well.
Well, you mentioned this last week, but is this something she may have to manage throughout the season?
Yeah, I think so. For now, it is anyway. And I think it's like any injury. They can subside and be clear for a while, and then randomly they can pop up, which is the one this has occurred. It hasn't happened in netball, so or at training. So it's been a tough little one for her to kind of navigate through. But we'll keep managing her as best we can.
Do you know what the actual injury is? Could you sort of explain?
She's just got back soreness and stiffness. So, and it's in a different position to where it was initially when she injured it back in January at Diamonds Camp. So it's a tricky one, and you really just have to, again, be very patient with it day by day. Has made some good progress since the weekend, so hopefully we're heading in the right direction.
The Vixens this weekend, they've been the benchmark team this season. How do you get the W against them?
It's a great opportunity. I think going up against a team that hasn't lost yet is a great challenge for any team, and we certainly would love to be the first. And I think more than anything, whenever there's a Vixens or a Fever battle, it brings out the best in both teams, and the quality of the game and the skill and the intensity is always very, very high. So it's a great moment in the season for us to find our next level and to be really in tune for 60 minutes. Winning one quarter really well and, you know, is not going to cut it against the Vixens. You've really got to be consistent for the full 60. And we're ready to take that next step, and we're up for the challenge. So I think it's going to be a great battle.
That consistency you mentioned there, is that something you can train, or is that just something that happens game by game?
Yeah, I think you certainly can train it. And there are a lot of drills that we do that kind of bring consistency or inconsistency to the forefront. And it's just something I think you've just got to be very in tune with and aware of, and knowing what it looks like and what it feels like, and not just letting it be a buzzword, which every team in every sport will use, but actually having some behaviours and outcomes that are associated with it. So we're very connected to what we look like when we're consistent. We know what that is for us. But at the moment, we're probably still just fine-tuning what that looks like over 60 minutes, which is fine considering we're still relatively early in the season.
Just on the Vixens, I know you'll focus on what the Fever brings to the table, but what makes them such a dangerous team? How have they gone 6 games undefeated?
Well, at the moment, Kira Austin is an absolute barometer for them, and she's been outstanding in two-point time, and her general court play and defensive game is elite. She's playing some of her best netball, but you know they've got their grand final lineup is still there, their grand final team is there, and even in games where they've been really challenged or certainly not playing their best netball, they've found a way to grind out wins late in games, and they're a team that's very good under pressure, big game players. They know how to stand up and do their job when it's asked of them, and we want to match ourselves against those guys. So I think they're going to be very hard to beat, but we also back us at our best, very hard to beat on our own home court too.
What would a win against them do for the club after last year?
Yeah, I think it's always interesting going into a grand final rematch, and you know those memories are never too far away from your mind, but we're also very mindful we're a very different team to what we were last year as well. So it's club v club, but not necessarily team v team. But there's always added motivation, and like I said, playing the Vixens demands the very best of you, and I think that's what we're up for this weekend, and we want to keep finding the next level in our game, and we know that our opposition will bring that out of us on Sunday.
They're undefeated this season, but you're four wins on the bounce so far. You must be going into it. The level of confidence, especially in front of the home crowd?
Oh, absolutely. I think we match up really well against the Vixens. We always do. And we back in the way we play being very hard to beat when we're up and about. So as much as they're undefeated and we're tracking along nicely in the background, we're also, you know, backing ourselves to be the first team to beat them. So can't wait for the challenge and the opportunity. So let's see how we go.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.